Go ahead, Kurt.
Okay, thanks, Peter. By the way, if I go on mute quickly, it's so I'm not coughing in your ear. Just give you a heads up. So let's see. You got a new participant since the last time, Michael Bizunski, Andreas Tolk, Fabian Newhouse, and James Zayas. Any of you folks with us today?
No.
Actually, I believe that's
you're a bit soft. Could you speak up or turn up the volume or something?
I have no way of adjusting volume, and my throat is giving you everything it can right now.
All right. Okay.
So I'm sorry about that.
No problem.
Upcoming events. Item 4 on the agenda. It looks like we've got database and ontology scheduled for the 11th.
No, for the 16th.
16th, 11-16. Next one after that is applications and implementations on the 30th. On December 14th, we've got Chris Shute. 21st, we've got ontology measurement and evaluation with Barry Smith. Any questions or comments on any of those things?
No, they sound good.
Other events of interest, the FOIS 2006 conference is coming up next week, and that's why we're not on a regular call. Someone just join us?
Yeah, this is Rex. I remembered Peter had tried to get in touch with me earlier this week, so I thought I'd pop in, even though
okay.
I won't be able to stay.
Welcome, Rex.
Great.
Anything you need to mention now before you leave?
No.
Okay. Moving down to 5, communication, logistics, and protocol issues. Is this a topic for discussion?
No.
All this funny phone stuff, I'm hearing new protocols in the background as we start up.
Right, but that is sort of a key discussion item.
Do you want to handle it here or later?
Later, I guess.
Okay, follow us from previous calls, item 6 on the agenda. Anything to report there? Moving on to item 7, status report. We've got the CCT representation, UBL ontology work, Protege KIF, NHIN RFI Health Font, and the Ontolog Taxo Thesaurus. Is there anything to report on those topics?
No.
Okay.
Well, going back to just now about the month-end session of application and implementation tech 2,
mm-hmm.
I sent you and Twain a message, and I hope to get your inputs soon enough.
I hope to have my email back online soon and be able to reply.
All right, good.
Yeah, actually, I'm feeling a little wiggy about it because I have done nothing on this panel. So Dwayne is basically doing all the heavy lifting.
Start calling Dwayne.
Yeah, and I'm assuming I'll find out from him soon if there's anything I need to jump in with. Status of Onion Project, it looks like that's going to be handled below. UBO Liaison Report, PsyCop ONTAC Liaison, and NCOR Liaison. Anything to report on those topics?
Nothing much, except that NCOR has a plenary meeting in Baltimore next week, which I will be at. Actually, Rex, while you're here, are you planning to be at Voice or at the NCOR meeting?
No, I can't afford the travel at the moment.
Key issues discussion. So this is where you want to talk about highspeedconferencing.com, Peter?
Right. This is what we are on now. And
right.
And presumably, if this works out, then this will be our next sort of platform for the events as well as the meetings. And if you sort of read my email, I'm happy with it so far. I mean, on everything I see, the features are much stronger and cost much lower, and looks like so far so good. For those of you who are on VNC, you can see that we know who's online. We can mute everybody. We can have a lecture mode so that only one person is speaking. And I guess anyone can unmute himself to ask a question and so on and so forth. We can record the session, which we're doing. We'll find out about the quality. So that's it. And then it will support Skype calls, which means anyone anywhere in the world with Skype can actually call for free.
Peter, are you coming in landline or Skype?
I'm now on Skype.
Okay, because I'm hearing some digital artifacts.
Okay.
some clipping or whatever.
But it's intelligible.
Artifacts?
I am. That kind of funky, not quite here feeling.
So he's an analog man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can confirm that. It's Peter, Indiana. I'm getting similar sort of breaks on the line occasionally, and I'm calling in on a Skype line as well.
Okay. But is the quality intelligible enough?
Yes.
Sometimes no.
Much better, Peter.
I'm hearing Peter better than I'm hearing you, Kurt.
Well, some of that's probably me today.
Oh.
Can you disambiguate Peter?
Yes.
As there's two of us?
Peter Brown and Peter Young. But actually, Peter Brown is coming on loud and clear.
Well, I'm on a 2 megabit dedicated line, so that helps.
Okay.
Bob's on Skype. Can you hear me?
Just barely.
Yep.
Was that Bob?
Who is that?
Bob is on Skype.
Okay, that Bob TTL is yourself? Is
can you repeat?
Bob. Yeah.
Well, Bob, you're coming in very faint, and it sounds like you're having trouble hearing.
I can hear you. I can hear Peter's.
Bob, can I ask you a question?
Certainly.
Is Bob TTL, the username Bob TTL, is that you?
I think so.
Okay. Who is the SIP859940 person? Strange. 66701020.
Not me.
Yeah, the 510.
That could be the recording.
Ah, interesting.
I mean, because it's a very networky sort of name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. You're exactly right. Ah, clever.
See what happens at the end when you stop recording.
Okay.
See if that's the one that drops off. See if it drops off when you stop the recording.
Yeah, I can pause the recording and see. Yeah, let's
well,
do that.
I'm not sure that would do it, but
okay.
But don't mess with it. Just do it at the end.
Okay.
And the person who just got done speaking, how are you connecting in right now, please?
I'm on a mobile phone. It's Matthew West.
Oh, okay, Matthew.
From the UK. So, am I sounding okay?
A little boomy, a little weak. Have to pay pretty close attention. But it's
funny, I hear him very loudly, very clear.
Right, I can hear you loud and clear, too.
Sounds like he's in a very small room.
It is
quite loud. I hear all of you very loud.
Okay,
so shall we go down the checklist and make sure we've got everything?
Okay.
Go ahead.
So when you say that, what are you calling the checklist? Your features to be tested?
Yes, yes.
Landline calls. What do you want to do to test that?
Okay, I'm calling in on a landline, so that checks.
Okay, who all is calling
on
a landline?
Yeah, Rex is on a landline, right?
Yes, I'm on landline.
So that's
Kurt
okay.
Is.
Yeah. Okay, Skype calls. There's several of us are on Skype calls. Yes. That's okay.
Who's coming in? Who all's coming in Skype, please? Just say it briefly.
Bob. Actually,
if you're on VNC, you can see anyone with the name, with a username is actually on a Skype call. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4 people on Skype.
And how are the people on Skype sounding to the rest of the group?
You're hearing me from Skype.
Is further. No.
I'm getting Peter. This is Peter from Indiana. If we're getting a lot of interference. There seems to be even some crosstalk from another conference. Is that possible?
I don't hear it from here.
I'm hearing a lot of interference from somewhere. I'm not sure what it is. Did someone just join us?
I did. My name is Phil Loomis. Did I just cause interference?
I don't know.
I don't hear it anymore. I think that may have been you just getting connected.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who is this again?
My name is Phil Loomis. I'm here as an observer. I found about you through the project at MIT, which is looking at collaborative learning and groups.
Oh,
so that's my connection to you. I'm also interested in libraries and the future of libraries, that sort of thing.
Very good.
And welcome. And look over what we're doing. If you like what we're doing, join us. Can you spell your name for me, please?
It's Loomis, and my first name is Phil, Phil.
Okay, Phil. Okay, welcome,
so,
Phil.
Phil, this is Kurt Conrad. I'm ostensibly moderating today's conversation, and I thank you for joining us. If you have any questions, feel free to jump in. Are you by any chance looking at our agenda page?
I will now. I will now. I know where it is.
Okay, we're on agenda item 8. We're talking about the new phone system. We're trying to test out and make sure it's going to work.
Great,
I heard
thank
a beep.
You.
Did someone else just join us?
Hi, it's Michael Maximilian.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, Michael.
We're on agenda item 8.
By the way, Phil, where are you from?
I'm from Boston.
Are you with MIT or?
No, I'm actually in the publishing world with ISHK. That's how I get to the library work. We're doing library work with them, through them.
Oh, great. All right.
So, Peter, I have
yes.
a question. On the VNC screen, I'm not
yes.
able to control the status drop-down box. Is that normal? It shows active, and I can't mute it, for example. I see you muted up there, one notch above mine.
Yes. If you press...
I click on the button, I mean down arrow, but it does nothing.
All right. The auto lock password is a view only password to the screen. So there's nothing you can do on
so
the screen.
I can't.
You can mute yourself by doing *2. Try that. If you do *2.
Actually, yeah, at the Skype.
If you go to the Skype dial pad and click on *2. You and then *3 unmutes you.
And who is just talking, please?
That was Attila Elchi from Turkey. He's muted.
Okay. *2 and *3 works.
Right. Okay.
What type of network connection are you using?
That's Skype through Skype. Actually, through dial-up. The dial-up number from home through Skype. It's a low grade line.
Okay, because I think that's the biggest lesson I'm getting out of this, Peter.
Yes.
Is that if you've got a high speed connection on your end, your vocals
sure.
come out fairly clean. But if you've got a low speed connection, we've got some real noise issues.
Right.
It's Peter in Vienna.
Yeah.
Right.
You came through really clear. Attila, did you say you're on dial up?
Are you speaking to me?
Attila.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
you're okay.
Currently I'm at 48 kilobits per second.
This is Peter in Vienna.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm seeing another curious problem with the Skype connection, although I've got a very fast connection, and that is I'm getting the conversations are coming to me jumbled, and it's as if people are on a landline connection that the conversation is being relayed faster than people who are joining on a Skype connection, because I'm getting the tail end of some conversations or interventions superimposed on other ones. And when people are not leaving more than a couple, 2 or 3 second pause, everything is getting jumbled on top of each other.
Yeah, and I think what I'm hearing on this end is the normal cues that we take to know when we can kick in and or start talking or whatever aren't working very well.
Exactly.
A lot of people talking on top of each other.
Right.
A lot more so than normal.
Yeah, and I think that may be complicated by delays in the processing at the conference servicing end between the different call-in options.
Good point.
Okay. So I'll make a note of it. Leaving a couple of seconds after the spoken line actually helps intelligibility. Right.
Matthew West here. A similar phenomenon arose that some of you may be aware of when satellites were used for international telephone calls. There would be, except then there would be a couple of second silence whilst it was transmitting, and again that tended to make conversations a little stilted. But I'm not surprised. I use something called Centra, which is incorporates voice over IP and internet for some of our meetings, and I have exactly the same kinds of experiences that you're talking about. But when you're on a slower line, it becomes more jumbled up, lower quality, and all those sorts of things. So I think what's really needed is just discipline and patience. One of the things that's unusual about today is how relatively interactive the session is. We normally have more formal sessions where one person is doing most of the speaking with occasional people asking questions. And I think this will prove just fine for that kind of situation, provided everyone is has enough quality to be able to hear what's going on at their end.
Right. Actually, the fact that we have not muted everyone and we are already getting sort of the very quiet noise floor, at least as far as I'm concerned, I don't know about other people, it's great. I mean, the only thing that was marginal is on Attila's connection, which because he's coming in on Skype and on a dial-up line, and that's marginal, but still intelligible if he speaks slowly and if nobody speaks on top of him. That actually is good. So back to you.
Okay, so I think we're down to we tested mute, unmute by an individual. Peter, you want to go ahead and test mute and unmute by the moderator?
Okay.
Kill everything and tell us when to talk.
All right. I will try to mute everyone. Then maybe one person will try to unmute and ask a question. How about that?
Well, how about we all try talking first?
I better talk?
Don't you want us all to talk and see if anybody gets through?
Okay. Would everybody sort of keep talking so that when we start muting you, then we don't hear from you?
Testing 1, 2, 3.
We're all very good at
Hopefully, we can keep on going.
Okay, so it looks like everyone is muted except for myself, and of course if there's a speaker then I will provide this log in to that speaker and he will be speaking. Or let's say if we make let's try to make Matthew the speaker.
Oh.
Matthew, can all right.
I think that means I can talk. Can you hear me, Peter?
Right, I can hear you.
Okay, well, presumably everyone else can. I could hear you when you made yourself active. It's just me now. That's threatening, isn't it? I'm assuming that you can all hear me, but I don't have anything interesting to say, I'm afraid. So let me know when Peter puts you all back on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'll keep talking, just because Peter's letting me, but I don't really have anything to say. No. Of course, I have the beauties of a mobile phone.
Okay, I just unmuted myself, so I'm asking a question. Now, finish asking my question, I will put myself back up again, and if someone else, like Kurt, if you do a *3 and ask Matthew a question, could you try that?
This is Kurt Conrad breaking into Ask an Important Question. Can you hear me?
I can indeed, Kurt. That seemed to work very well.
Oh, Matthew, thank you for the prompt response to my complex question. I will mute.
Delighted to be able to shed so much light on such a difficult matter.
Justin, can anybody hear me now?
Yes, I can still hear.
I can hear you.
You can hear me?
Whether you can hear me is another story.
No, I don't hear you, Rex. I think I was muted, but I'm not.
I'm hearing you.
Okay, so you, we missed one point on the list. Kurt, are you on a VoIP call?
Say that again.
Who else is on a voice over IP but not a Skype call? Does anybody know?
Not hearing anything.
Kurt, are you calling from your voice over IP line?
I don't have a voice over IP line.
You don't?
Peter, I'm not sure whether I'm voice over IP or not. My line was originally put in by AT&T or high speed.
Okay, someone was trying to say.
You mean Monitor or Cisco voice over IP? And Cisco, I mean, Skype is voice over IP as well.
Yes, I know Skype is voice over IP. but I don't know if anybody on like Vonage or anything.
Vonage?
No. So I'll just put down unknown. Mute by individual, that's was acceptable. Mute and view by the group. It's worked well. Okay, lecture mode, mute all except speaker, that worked well. Question during lecture mode, that worked well. Open discussion.
How do we ask the question, Peter?
Yes.
How do we signal to ask a question?
Could you ask again?
How would I signal that I want to ask the question? Do I click on the bell?
Right. You will be. Yeah, we will be coming to that fairly soon.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Check open discussion except for our uplines. Okay, hand raised, that's the next item. Let me find out how to do hand raising.
Okay, well, there's a Tight VNC clipboard, and I've put something on it. Can anyone see it?
Tight VNC clipboard?
If you look on the top of the there are some options that we can actually do, like disconnect options clipboard. If you click on clipboard,
but a copy of the conference page.
Yeah, I don't think your clipboard would work.
Well, no, this is something that's provided on the VNC screen, where you've got all the telephone numbers.
It's right for me, Peter.
I can.
Uh,
clip that you marked for me, Peter. I saw a clip in the conference.
Yeah, I don't suppose that the clipboard would work because all of you are on a view-only access on VNC.
Well, I was able to get the clipboard up.
Yes.
I can get something behind each of those buttons up at the top.
Right.
But nothing below those buttons. So I can click on the options and I can see what the options are.
Yes.
And I click on the clipboard and a little Java clipboard comes up and I can type something in it.
Yes, but what can you do with it?
Oh, well, usually, I don't know. It's not. I don't think it's very interesting unless anyone else can see it. So.
No, it's not. It's not interesting. And this is sort of between your session and the host session. If you have something to transmit over the clipboard, the problem is you don't even have control on the host, so the whole point is moot.
Okay.
However, I'm trying to figure out how we can do hand raising, and I don't find it yet, so maybe the feature is not ready. This looks like...
Can you see the bell?
I beg your pardon?
Peter, could the bell next to the status box be hand-raising? Like when you hit the bell?
Status.
That's coming up very badly. I didn't understand that at all.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So I mean, if it's anything, it would be a star something to activate it. I mean, and I don't see anything that looks interesting.
Well,
so we probably haven't implemented it yet.
Well, we could use a convention. You normally mute your line and you unmute it, and sometimes at least you'll be able to see that someone is unmuted because they'll actually be on the screen. And whoever's controlling the screen can kind of monitor the screen to see who's unmuted. That could be used as a way of hand raising.
Okay.
That's just a convention, though.
Right.
It's a good one.
So, yeah, let's document that. And
the trouble I see with that is that quite often you won't have quite often you won't be able to see all the people who are actually on the call, so you won't be able to see that they've unmuted if indeed one does that.
The convention.
I still feel a distinct disadvantage because I'm trying to connect to the VNC service and I get absolutely nowhere apart from network error, login again, and the same message coming up without even a login screen. Does anybody have any hints?
Well,
and I'm not behind a firewall.
You're not behind a firewall.
I'm logging on a different machine now, which has got a direct...
Is your browser Java enabled?
Yep.
Okay. Maybe we can take this offline.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because the VNC is sort of quite proven in our circumstances. So
okay.
I'll take this offline.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Question. Okay. All right. Next. If you refresh the page, I've documented the convention just now.
Okay, Peter, where are we at?
Eight. If you refresh your page. Oh, you're not at the page.
I'm not pageable.
Okay. All right. Real-time instant messaging.
Okay. Real-time instant messaging.
All right. The fact that not all our callers are on Skype, let's continue to use the IBM real-time chat session instead. You remember the one Peter Brown?
Who, yep.
We should continue to use that one because that's available to anyone who has a browser. So our document, since not everyone is on Skype, we'll just continue to use the IBM tool as before. Okay. Recording.
That's going to be we are recording. So that's all being tested off this cycle.
I'm on VNC now.
You are?
Peter in Vienna, yeah.
Okay, good. Congratulations. So we are on recording now. I could put things off recording and see.
Do you remember to do that check about whether that funny thing goes?
Right. Let's look at it, and
this conference is no longer being recorded.
All right, let's see if
I mentioned Centra before, which is the thing we use in Shell, and that has a hand raising capability. That Atari voice over IP as well.
It
used all the facilities.
Could you repeat? I didn't catch everything.
So I'm just sort of thinking idly. I mean, we can use more than one tool at the same time. And one of the things I'd need to investigate whether people outside Shell can use, but I think they can, because I can get onto it when I'm outside Shell. So,
right.
But. We have something called Centra for some of our internal meetings, and because it's entirely voice over IP, it has hand raising and other tokens. If that became important, and I'm not particularly suggesting it is, but I could set it up. If we all logged on to that as well, we could use that just for hand raising.
Actually, the IBM tool has hand raising, real time chat and hand raising. So I think we are okay.
That's fine. That would be.
Yeah.
So they need instructions on how to log on to that and having somewhere set up.
Yes. We whenever we use it, there are instructions on our session page on how to use it. Yep. Okay. Back to you, Kurt.
Okay. I think the last thing we're down to is lots of callers from different locations. Do we need to do anything else to test for that?
Peter, did you actually listen to the recording?
I couldn't hear the question.
Peter, did you actually listen to the recording after you stopped the recording?
Recording? This is being recorded, but obviously I have not heard this one yet, but I've done other tests and they came out okay.
I see. Okay, fine.
Yeah, actually, maybe an hour or two after this session, I'll be posting, and you can come back and download, or actually there's a Skype dial-in to listen to it, which probably would be available like maybe a couple of minutes after the session ends. So if you look at the bottom of this page, I've captured the details there.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. We don't get to test the recording until later. We don't get to confirm. I know the recording number now.
So does anybody have anything else they want to add in terms of observations regarding this conferencing system? Going once, going twice. Moving off of this, moving on to item 8B, community planning.
Uh-huh. Okay, shall we say lots of callers from different locations? That's satisfactory.
Well, we've had the different locations. I'm not quite sure we can really say lots of callers. But
yeah, right.
But there's no easy way to do that except with a big event.
Right.
I guess I'll catch that.
Yeah, we'll use your November 16th event for that part.
Well, I'm glad it'll have some useful purpose.
Yeah.
Well, so hopefully there'll be enough people interested.
Hmm.
Make it a test.
So is Wichita considered Midwest? Jeff?
Wichita is about 60 miles from the dead center, geographical center of the lower 48. Central time zone, Great Plains, all that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so U.S. Central.
Groundwater in the summertime.
Right. Okay. So I'm capturing different locations. We had U.S. West, U.S. Central, U.S. East, U.K., Austria, and Turkey. Did I miss any location? Yeah, I was hoping we can have our friends from India to join us. I mean, evidently, she wasn't able to. All right. Okay, back to you, Kurt. Next session.
Where are we at?
Yeah, community planning.
Okay, Peter, how do you want to handle this today?
Okay, first of all, I mean, for those who were just interested to join us on testing the conferencing service, that part just ended. So if you are interested in the planning, stay with us. If not, then please feel free to drop off the call.